You're listening to the show about the tears of the hot dog. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Well, sometimes you need the rug pulled out from under you, but I'll leave this in your hands. I'm just saying, I don't think you need to keep this secret. If it's something you want to pull off, you're probably going to need help anyway.
Great. Thanks. I should have known better than to approach the person who never did a single wrong thing in your entire fucking life. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. And don't say anything.
I already said I wouldn't.
Perception to see if, like, Shimi's listening to this whole fucking conversation. I feel like you would do something like that to
me. It's Shimi in a dog costume.
Amazing. Okay.
Nine
perception. My rolls aren't great tonight.
I mean, who knows? Bathwack might be looking at you. He's got all those eyes on his robe. So he's looking at everything and everyone. Shimi's nowhere near you, though.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just reading your lips.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, the woman and her daughters, you find out that she is planning on leaving with the break of day. They're going to head to Trent, which is where they were heading initially. If you recall, their husband went there for work. So yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily safe to stick around here, and that's where we were heading anyway. It's not a long walk. We'll be there in a few days.
Who is that again?
Yeah, sorry. You have to remind us.
That is the mother of the two girls.
So there's a mother of two young girls. There's the Aga, the
proprietor.
The proprietor.
That's it.
And that's it now?
There was Sin.
Okay.
But he is dead.
Okay. And is Aga leaving too, or?
I was thinking about it. Okay. I mean, unless you guys know more what was happening better than I do, but I thought it might be a good idea to, not forever, just make myself scarce for a little while.
Or just forever, you know? Will says, looking around, like, what is there to come back to? And I think you have some money from us staying here that you could go do things with.
Well, this is my home and my business. I don't feel necessarily the need to abandon it.
Did you know that they make homes that don't have cracks in the walls and the wind doesn't blow through?
Well, maybe maybe have some plans to make some improvements. Some factors have changed. I mean, you know, with a stable fire, maybe I can get a good insurance claim from Bear Toggle.
Yeah, bring it home, Eric.
Insurance pun.
Insurance pun. Come on.
Like a good neighbor, Bear Toggle is
the only one I could think of was Aflac, and I couldn't do anything with it. State Farm is probably better. River State Farm is
All
there.
State? There's nothing. Why does that? You know what? You're right. Fuck this joke, Adam. What is happening? What? Haven't even thought of anything. What is? What is?
He was encouraging me. He knew what I wanted.
I'm afraid. We're all just silently can't think of a pun right now. Did this just happen? Like, what the fuck?
I called it in my recap.
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm upset. Insurance.
Look up a list of insurance.
Geico. It's where the pets go. Nope. Well, Geico is 15 minutes will save you 15.
Rutabago. Wait, that's already a pun. Dang.
All right. How about this? So, Libbear Toggle Mutual.
Yeah, wow. That's it.
Libbear Toggle Mutual. Yeah, maybe. Uh-huh.
You're right. We need to call on Xantras again.
We need some help.
We need help coming up with an insurance fund.
You know what? I have to say, I think that makes us all really cool.
That we couldn't fucking think of insurance.
Yeah, like insurance companies. Yeah, uh-huh. we don't deal.
I work for an insurance company.
Oh,
deduct duck duck caboose
Oh my gosh.
Wow, this has really killed our spirit. Yeah,
it really has. All right.
I feel okay about it.
You did some good work.
You did some good work. I appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Should we take a break on that though?
Oh, maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Maybe I should move my body around and get the brain brain like having blood in it again or something.
I'm gonna pee out my pun blockers.
Going on.
Oh, that sounds like a good title.
I'm trying to remember what's in my new terrarium. I've got the model of the castle.
The model of Tivoli. Which is not a castle.
And it was sanctioned, like, it was like, Will was like, yeah, that's totally Tivoli, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right.
And the warping scorpion.
Yeah. Which... in the Discord, they were like, poor Mo. Nobody told him that there's a god in the terrarium. And, like, I don't think to
how
this
long
point,
will it be till they remember and we have never.
Any, no, like, none. So Mo doesn't know.
Right.
We're so careless with our own, aren't we? So careless.
If only we could ask Nick.
The only reason that is actually true is because when I was, as Will, like kind of flipping out about, oh my God, there's Tivoli and that's the Warping Scorpion, Eric doesn't always remember the characters that are there. So Mo was standing right there. Like he would have seen.
That's true.
In reality, we were all in a group on the
but
shore.
You've also
right
all
there.
Been living together, like in real right. reality. Like you would have conversations that are.
Not always documented.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
Does Mo know that what the Warping Scorpion is? Does he know that it's a god?
Probably.
So if
that
any
was
of
one
us...
of the one that came out of Chiltura, I believe.
Yeah,
that's true, yeah.
Oh.
And he was there. So probably.
So are we making a canon that Mo knows the Warping Scorpions in the terrarium?
I think it'd be really fun for him to discover it.
I love very much that somebody was like, oh, I would have loved to hear. Mm-hmm. That's basically what that comment meant. Pretty like, much. I would have loved to hear Mo get excited about it.
I like Abby's idea. I think he still has to discover it. And Eric needs to role play it.
I think and Nick's headstone, it says Mo knows about the Warping Scorpions.
Okay. Nice.
Headstone. It's pretty good.
Headstone.
Oh, we're back.
Where's
Guess
his
who's
body
back?
Stone?
DM is back. Slugglord's back.
All right. So, the evening is passing and past the night, but it seems like you all as players and or characters aren't necessarily in... unison in terms of what your plan for the morning is.
You had gotten to the people leaving and going somewhere.
I was just explaining, yes, that they were going to go to Trent.
Okay.
And the proprietor is thinking about just leaving for a few days. She didn't necessarily say where she was planning on going. And Will was like, you should just leave forever because this is a shithole. Implied. So I think you guys, if you want to do it out or in character, I'm fine either way. In character usually takes longer, but is more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that, but also I don't want to drag it out unnecessarily because sometimes those things get mired down. So what do you guys think? What makes sense?
But you need to talk about where we're going to go next?
Yeah, because you got time. You probably would, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I made a big show out of telling it that we were traveling not on foot, but by Rutabago. So, probably, we need to stop using Rudy. At least for any eastward travel.
She doesn't have any other, like, ways of appearing?
No. It's a rutabaga.
I was just curious.
We could put, like, a big sheet over her and she could be like a ghost.
I think we wouldn't be able to see out the front.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that we're going to need to switch over to another mode of travel eventually. Either from Shunsa or from Trent. And approach Gully's End via water.
I think that whatever we do, we have to make sure that we either have some kind of magic spell or physical disguise, preferably both, because how did she know we were here? Nobody knows we're coming this way. Like, the only thing that maybe was in this direction at all was the letter I sent. But I don't think it didn't make it further than here.
Well, Xantras probably knows we're here. Sounds like. And how does he know?
Well, I mean, we talked to him, right? Or we yelled at him.
Yeah.
But that wasn't Bear here. Toggle. That was elsewhere. So he must have put a tracking beacon on Bathwack.
Maybe. I mean, do we think there are
spells that people can... I had a thing at one point. I think it got lost somewhere. It was like a scroll. Actually, you know what? I think I still might have it in this bag of mine. But it's a scroll that lets people like observe other people. So either, you know, a spell like that exists without a scroll, or Xantras can grant that power. I look at Bathwack because I don't know.
Maybe they always know where we are.
Right, so how do we get into Gully's End without getting attacked 500 times and having her kill us with one word?
I mean, I will say, if I was Xantras, I would probably assume that we might be going to Gully's End after Bear Toggle, right?
Right.
If we're killing slivers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Bathwack, didn't he say, I think we said this in one of our unrecorded conversations, I'm assuming you would have repeated it by now, that he was looking forward to meeting you in person?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Hmm.
What? Wait, I don't remember this.
What does that mean?
We talked about it. I mean, he would have mentioned it. It was something that he said to him when he first touched the crown.
Would he really have said that? I look forward to meeting you in person.
That rings a bell.
I think that Alex would have omitted that at this point only because he didn't remember. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn.
I don't think Bathwack ever told that to us.
Not in character. No,
no, I definitely didn't.
But I think he would have. Again, I'm speaking for Alex.
Yeah, you gotta...
I maybe should have just said that in a private message, but I feel like you're being forthright with that kind of stuff now, is what it seemed to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If it was relevant, I would have said it, but I just don't remember.
Maybe you did only say it to Shimi.
Oh, yeah, he said it when we were sharing whiskey the other night.
Oh, Shimi.
Huh. My notes don't go back that far. Okay.
All right. Wait. So, we know we're going to meet him there? We're going to just meet him in Gully's End? A god?
It sounded like he maybe expected to meet us.
Is he? He's in Gully's End. He's the sliver. Xantras, then. That means he's the sliver, right?
Yeah, maybe. But maybe meeting him involves him killing me along the way.
Bathwack, if I were Xantras...
Wait, are you Xantras?
No, I'm saying like if
that was
I
a
were...
long pause there. No one said anything. That's spooky.
No,
spooky.
Mo, go look at the warping scorpion in the terrarium. It's over there.
What? He's gone.
Yes. What a great payoff.
They only had to wait 8 months. Remember what we did with Ricardo Ulysses? I think Xantras is, I mean, he's fucking with us. This dumb whatever the fuck she is a little puppet in a game that Xantras is playing with us. And Xantras wants you, Bathwack, I think. I think Xantras wants you. And I think that we are walking into Xantras's trap if we don't prepare ourselves in some other way. That is what I think.
Shouldn't we tell Juliet then? Because it sounds like she doesn't know she's being used, and then maybe she could be on our side.
Sounds like she also wants something, though.
She is afraid.
She's afraid?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I just can tell.
What's she afraid
but,
of?
No, I cast an actual spell. I cast a spell. I used to be able to do things without spells. Now I rely on my magic. It's lame.
The crutch.
It's your magic crutch.
But anyway,
crutch.
It's true. It's my magic crutch. But as I was flying in the sky, I cast another magic spell to find out that, yeah, she's scared. But, like, that's not surprising. She's dealing with Xantras. I'm sure Bathwick was scared the whole time.
I wonder if Xantras told her something about me that's... He could have made up anything.
Right. You're probably the villain in the story, or whatever, yourself. That's enough of a antagonist.
Does Will smile when he says that? No.
Yes. Yes, he does. He does. He just teases Bathwick all the time. Yeah, no, he'll deliberately smile. If Bathwick, okay, part of me sometimes reads, and forgive me if this is not accurate, but like, Bathwick seems almost like he's on the spectrum. And I think Will would like be appreciating that and being like, just to make sure you understand that I'm joking. He cracks a smile to make sure that he knows that he's not actually just trying to insult him. He's just.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I just was wondering what Will looked like. Like,
yeah.
But it's the sneer that was glued on your
face. No. No, I genuinely, Bathwick is fine, okay? He's fine. He's just really stupid because we have to go to Gully's End. Gross. But yeah, like, I mean,
we can always just turn around and go the other way, but don't we have to come back here anyway?
I know we can't. If I'm ever going to get home, I know we have to fucking kill Xantras or whatever or deal with a splinter in Gully's End one way or another. I'm just saying that if we're going to do this, I think we need to be doubly protected. There is no way we are entering this space without them knowing. And so we either have to have a damn good excuse, like we're not going after the Sliver or Xantras or something. We have to, listen, this is the kind of thing I have participated in before. We have to trick Xantras. I don't know if that's even possible to trick a god, but you know what? If somebody could do it, maybe it's me. Okay. So, like, let's work on that. Let's try. We need to figure out a way to enter this territory without Juliet thinking we're a threat or without Xantras realizing we're here. Does anyone have any ideas? I mean, right. I love the idea of going a different direction and going into the ocean. But I think if they have a spell where they can see us and where we are, they're going to know we're coming. And we're not going to get that close.
They're going to know that no matter what we do. So we're just banking on what's our best bet. Which I think is to make a big show out of, all right, we give up.
Yes.
Unless you know of a way to, like, become aware of whatever magic they're casting on us and get rid of it somehow.
The other thing is this. I remember, Rufina, when you just kind of killed the swirly man in your hand? Do you remember that?
You Rufina, mean the like, ball?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So what is the swirly man in the context of
Slivers?
Slivers or Xantras. Could you kill Xantras if we put Xantras in a sphere?
Well, let's get him in a sphere and we'll try it.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Who has a sphere?
Okay. Well, you know, the sphere that he showed up in was kind of my thing. Like from way, 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 way when we first started into Barovia. Yeah. So like maybe there's something I can do. Maybe there's something I can do to put Xantras in a sphere.
Guys, and then maybe you can we come up with a plan without spheres, please?
Oh God, I don't know. Maybe I can do a crystal or something. I don't know. I don't know what the qualifications are for me to trap something. I mean, I wasn't even trying to trap anything in anything. That's not what I was trying to do. I was trying to make a kid believe that he could beat up anybody who would try to come at him. Like, I was trying to make him feel protected. So what does that mean? When I did that, it made a magic ball, and then that ball had the swirly man in it later. I know you don't like balls, Roscoe.
I forgot about that, Roscoe. I apologize.
I don't, because it is entirely relevant. Trigger warning deleted. I don't believe in those. No.
Will is definitely
Will
anti-woke.
Definitely does not like. No.
Yeah, anti-woke.
Oh God, he does not. He's like, trigger warnings.
Everything's a trigger.
Yes.
Well, one way or the other, we have to go somewhere tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, we should get away from this place. That's for sure.
And we have to figure out which way we're going to go. Are we going to go by water?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Okay.
And, like, remind me, do we have any, like, time restraints or anything? Are we feeling rushed?
Shimi, you know, Will turns to Shimi very seriously for a second, and he's like, Shimi.
Yes. Everybody shush.
No, you shut up. Listen, you're a kid, and that guy just got killed, and you don't have magic or armor or fucking anything. Yeah. I think it might be time for you to leave.
What?
Shimi? What, Rafina? You want him to die? He can't anything. He's a child with no armor and no magic and no anything.
But
sorry,
I like
Shimi.
Him.
You're... Yes, so do I. But you know what? We're going into this situation where there's an angry god and an angry crazy lady.
Well, maybe that's part of what we need to prepare for. You said we need to be ready.
We don't know what part he has yet to play in this story.
The part where he should stay alive is
who's
going to
solve your puzzles and cook your food?
What
Hopefully
about his
there
hammers?
Are no puzzles.
He has hammers.
Listen, guys, who is, like, Shimi? Look at him. Look at him. Will, like, point to Shimi.
How's he
going
to learn how to read if we abandon him now?
Listen, he'll learn somewhere. Who is even teaching him on this journey? I don't know what you're talking about.
You all will.
It's only because it's useful, okay? Not because of some nice reason. All right?
I learned to read because of some nice reason. I think I just learned how to read because it was useful.
Yep.
But I'm not sure.
All I'm saying is that he is not equipped to come on this journey. And Mo, I mean, like, no, you know what? Never mind. You're scary. You can come wherever you want to go. I'm not going to prevent you from doing
he's
anything.
He's not listening.
Good. Oh, yeah, he's at the Bathwack, scorpion.
What is happening? Why is Will getting rid of all of us?
Because we just saw a man die in a pretty horrific way. I'm inclined to agree with Will.
That's why I didn't ask you next, Roscoe.
Shimi, I mean...
What?
We're getting into some dangerous shit here.
I know what I'm signing up for.
No, you don't.
I've been around.
No,
how long
haven't.
Have I been with you guys? Well, that was back at Morrow's, didn't it? That was what? 2020? 2021?
It's like 1/14th of Shimi's life.
Yeah.
Shimi. My life began the moment that I emerged out of the darkness, surfing on those lizards.
I know. But I am not sure that you should keep going at this point.
Well, I am.
Will looks at Rafina.
I don't know what we can really do to prepare. I mean,
I propose that we travel to Trent and look at, you know, what shops exist there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can find some things that will help us there. We'll find maybe some ship that we could travel on or something. But we've got this lady and her kids are going to Trent. We could escort them.
Mm.
Maybe, hey, Will, Maybe Shimi will fall in love with the older daughter.
How old is she again?
Eight.
Eight.
Oh. Well.
Okay, you wouldn't say that.
But like in a brotherly, sisterly kind of way.
Yeah, let's work on that.
Maybe he'll marry their mom.
Sadly.
I think that's our best bet. We have no way of knowing what Xantris knows, what Juliet Rusher knows, and how. So I think our best bet is to go north, act like we're giving up on this whole journey, and then find an inconspicuous way from Trent to keep on going. And maybe we'll have some time for some guitar lessons while we're there. I hear this Remy guy's real talented.
Well, hopefully he can teach it in like a day, because we're not going to stay there that long, I hope. I've never heard of Trent.
You
it's
can tell
be
in,
nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, in Will's voice, you know that he thinks it's a shithole.
Yeah. If no, none of us have ever heard of it, it's got to be garbage.
Does anyone have any alternative actionable plans or ideas?
Batwack, are you okay with turning the other way, away from your home?
Well, we're not really leaving.
Right.
That wasn't actually supposed to be instigating. I was genuinely asking as your best friend.
Uh-huh. I mean, it, sounds exciting getting out on the water.
Cool.
I don't know how else to. I feel like. Yeah, I don't feel ready to confront Juliet. Yeah, I don't know if we can even. I don't know if we can win.
Here's a question. Is there a way for us to create life-sized facsimiles of ourselves? Plant those clones on the ding-dang-dong boat and send that boat around the southern coastline towards Gully's End.
Oh my god, well we can't send the boat won't turn itself, but if we could get that fucking boat that we had back in Bear Toggle, we could probably program that to go somewhere.
Yeah, actually probably having a decoy going towards Gully's End probably wouldn't do us much of a service. We want them to believe that we're not going there.
Well, what we want them to believe is that that they know more than we do.
What they do?
They might not, but I'm saying, like, we want them to think that they have the advantage.
Maybe we want them to think I'm dead.
Oh.
Whoa.
Bathwack.
We could dress Shimi up as Bathwack.
Maybe.
And kill Shimi?
Now Bathwack has yes. Now Bathwack has a feeling which is a lot more like his Bathwack way of confronting things directly. Maybe we don't worry about being so cautious. I mean, we can take the water route. But so what if Juliet attacks us? So what if she kills me? Rafina can bring me back?
Bathwack.
No, oh, I don't like that.
Bathwack, no. Rafina, he is so right. And I don't say, listen, I don't say this. I look at Bathwack and I'm like, I don't want you to die. And he is not lying. But he says, but you, that is an excellent plan.
Damn.
Will likes it.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, we could just travel to Gully's End, but for burial services. That we're bringing Bathwack to his home because he died.
Oh my God. I never thought you guys would be good at this kind of stuff, but holy shit, this is the best. This is an amazing idea.
Rafina looks verklempt.
I know. Rafina looks upset really looking. Concerned. I love
I'm
it.
Reading,
I love
Rafina, we're
relying on your magic.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I might not die, but.
Yeah, like, well, no, Bathwack, come on. No, Rafina, would this be possible? Would you be able to bring him back? How long does it have to be? What are the circumstances? What is it?
His soul is willing and at liberty to rejoin the body. The creature, the Bathwack, will return to life with one hit point.
Well, how long do we have after he dies? If, say, we travel a day and she kills
Ten
him
days.
Then. 10 days. Can we do this in 10 days? This is beautiful, you guys.
I just want to go on record and say that I don't think we need to have Bathwack actually die. We could just pretend that he's dead.
Agreed!
Okay. But, you know, also, it's pretty cool the other way, is all
I'm
saying.
Plus, it costs us a whole diamond.
I know, but we can probably get more diamonds. Come on.
I mean, it's more believable. It is more believable if we let Juliet rush.
Bathwack, I'm not going to let you die. We're not going to let him die. We're not going to let you die, Bathwack. That is not what's going to happen.
Forever.
But Roscoe is right that if you die, we have 10 days to bring you back, and we will.
And he can't die if his head has been chopped off, for example.
Oh, fuck, really? Wait, and his head can't be chopped off. Okay.
And then what? We just, like, play how many sessions of Pork Fried Dice without Bathwack?
I'm already thinking. Don't worry.
Yeah,
don't worry. You guys, players, don't worry about that stuff.
Totally, yeah.
I might not die, guys. Like, we're...
I would be very upset. It would have to be
Roscoe
very
just
short.
Stabs Bathwack right now.
Good night. Oh, that's beautiful. Right? That's beautiful.
But I mean, if I'm the threat to Juliet, mm-hmm. then
I do have to tell you that coming back from the dead will be an ordeal. You will take a penalty to every attack and every time you have. Out of character, saving throws and ability checks.
There's a way you could say that in character, but you can say it like that.
That's what I'm going to say it for now. And then you have to, every time you take a long rest, the penalty is reduced by one until it disappears.
Okay. So
it'll be 4 days.
It's temporary.
Until you're back to normal. Yeah. You're going to be weak for 4 days.
Maybe I'll come back stronger. Maybe I'll...
Doesn't sound like
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll pull the rest of my soul out of Will on my way back.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I'm sure that I know that Bathwack will want to come back because I'm assuming that Bathwack's wife and kid are in Gully's End. If
also,
they aren't half-orcs.
Isn't it in his
dead.
Contract that
or
he's
dead.
Not allowed to die?
Yeah, he's not allowed. That's definitely part of the
if
contract.
If he dies, the contract is null and void.
And I get your necklace.
Well, you would feel terrible about it forever, so no, you wouldn't. Be like, I'm gonna go sell this for a diamond.
No way. Oh my God, Bathwack cannot die. This cannot happen, but we can pretend. Like, Will is already Will loves Roscoe's idea of just we can also just pretend that he's dead, and if that fails, then if he really dies, or whoever's idea that was, I'm sorry if I'm saying the wrong person. We can pretend he's dead, and then
I'd say we fake his death in a very public way.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps in a place like Trent, so that news of his demise can travel from there.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I mean, if that's the plan, do we have to go backwards? Can't we go forwards?
Well, we don't want them to even know that we're... She was very clear.
Yeah.
Wait, did she say take one step...
Into
one step
Gully's
further,
End.
Or take one step into Gully's End?
Yeah, cross the border, so to speak. Right.
Hmm.
But, like, if you cross the border and then he dies, it's like, well, that's, like, enough of a punishment.
I think as much as we can mislead them, the better. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So not only do we travel in the opposite direction, but then the one threat to Juliet's power is killed in some kind of horrible piano accident in Trent.
No severing of important body parts, remember.
No severing of important body parts.
Well, Rafina, I think now we're talking about just it being fake.
Completely. Okay, good. But just in case.
Yeah, sure. Definitely good to mention, and again, and again.
Mm-hmm. I will.
All right, so who all is in favor of escorting this mother and her children to Trent in the morning? And figuring out the rest of the details along the way.
I think that makes sense.
Sure, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, it's agreed.
This is going
to
work.
We go to the Motion city that pass. Eric hasn't prepared, which is what I'm wondering about.
Well, I felt like, I mean, he like put it on the map for a reason.
Yeah, you'd think that...
It's all good. I'm not prepared either way.
He knew we'd go to the guitar lessons place. He knew that.
I want to meet Remy for sure. He's probably going to be central to our plan.
You guys skipped the guitar center in Bear Toggle completely.
I know.
So.
What the hell?
Where they sell the holes they cut out of the guitars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Well, we need to put on a show in the morning. Who wants to write the script for when we emerge from the inn and say loudly something like, well, so much for the plan to conquer the slivers. I guess we'll just give up. And then we walk into Rudy. And then as before we close the door, we're like, off to Trent in the opposite direction of Gully's End. Forever.
I mean,
you just did.
It's not...
Shimi's writing furiously.
Yeah. But, like, also, you know, that might be a little suspect. We could try to... I mean, this is assuming that they're not listening to this conversation right now. But if they are listening to this conversation right now, when we exit the building, we could say something like, hey, we have this great idea about going to Trent, and they'll never suspect us going this way. But then when we make it to Trent, that's when Bathwack fucking dies. And then we're like, oh, we have to bring him back to Gully's End for burial services, like you said before. I love that idea.
So we make them think we're doing exactly what we're doing, but in a way that we don't know that they know that we know that they know.
Yes. Yes, that will trick her.
Maybe. I'll leave the nuances of the subtleties of the script to Shimi. Okay. But also, the other big piece of this is we already know that whoever or whatever is trying to help us already spoke to that little girl. Maybe it'll be able to speak to her again. And also, we should bring those bowls and the stew. We should take stew on the road. Anything. And the dice. We need the dice. Anything that the thing has spoken through, we need to use them, have them with us on the trip. Ooh. In case they want to communicate with us again.
I'd just like to point out that if Xantress knows we're here, won't Xantress know that Bathwack isn't really dead?
I don't know what he sees. I don't know if he just sees what we're doing or if he can hear us or if he can hear our heartbeats. I don't know, but this is the best we can do, Rafina. Like, this is the best I've...
I think Rafina's saying we should really kill Bathwack.
No!
Okay, but that's not going to... No,
then he'll know our whole plan and we'll steal the diamond or something from us and make it impossible to do the spell.
Also, unfortunately, Bathwack, Will looks at Bathwack like in a sad way. He's like, the thing is, like, worse comes to worse. I think Xantress wants you. So,
what does that mean?
I think that if we have to make some kind of deal in some way, maybe we need to do that. But, you know, it depends on what we find as we go into the region. You know what I mean?
And we just got him out of me.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I don't think he's going to want to kill you. Like, oh, man. Do you think that Juliet wants to kill you? Yeah, right, right. But I would prefer you to be alive the whole
too.
Time. Right. Yeah. I mean, preferably you will be alive the whole time and will be able to like jump out of a coffin that we've built for you in our time of need and smite everybody around us who's bad.
I'm just saying maybe we don't need to be so afraid of me dying. Like,
yeah,
Juliet wants to kill me. Let her try.
I guess that's fair.
I like it. I just also don't like it, but it's perfect. Let's do it.
Wait, what are we doing?
Shimi, you're going home. We still haven't really addressed that. Shimi. Not okay, maybe not home, but like maybe...
Why don't I pilot the boat of your dummies? Oh, wait, we abandoned that idea.
We did abandon that idea, Shimi.
Yeah.
Shimi, you can join us into Trent.
Sure, sure.
And then, we'll revisit this conversation there.
We'll see what kind of armor you can shoplift.
All right. We'll have my performance review in Trent.
Yes!
And see how I stack up. Where I see myself in 6 months.
Yes.
With actionable steps I can take to make myself a more productive member of the team.
Oh, God.
We've never seen Shimi with the... Like, we saw him do, like, a flip in the store with the axes, remember?
Yes.
But we've
never seen him fight.
Just do a flip or something, yeah. Yeah, but he's a baby, and he doesn't even have any armor. He just has pots and pans.
Listen, buy me armor!
Yeah,
maybe Trent is the home of armor making for young children. Who knows?
It's going to be such
the
expensive famed armor.
Reznor armor.
Trent
Reznor armor. This has got to be some really good armor, though, Shimi, because I looking at you, I can only see like 7 hit points.
Oh, I could
or something.
Be a walking juggernaut if you equip me right.
Yeah, and it's going to cost thousands of gold. Like, this is going to be, we're going to have to do a heist. We have a heist and a death plan situation. We have a lot to like paint and construct. We have a lot of things to do.
Just reminded me of Prince Humperdinck from Princess Bride.
I love Prince Humperdinck. He's terrible. Jack Skellington's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that
same guy? Same actor.
Really?
Prince Humperdinck is
cool.
Jack Skellington. Way. Yeah. He's also like the hottest Fright Night vampire ever.
Sure. Well, everybody knew that.
Yeah. Does anyone know what Fright Night is?
I don't even know what Fright Night is.
It's from like the 80s.
Super
80s vampire. It's the movie where the saxophone assassin.
I'm too
shirt
young. They're too old.
Very oily chest and dances around. It's pretty great.
Yep.
And Kiefer Sutherland. Ugh.
I'm going to recover my hit points. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, is it the morning? The sun's coming up?
You can probably just do that. You can do it now or whenever you want.
And my spells. Spell.
All right, so it sounds like you guys are heading to Trent. Is that correct?
And I'm going to, just in case, I'm going to prepare Raise Dead.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Yeah, save a spell slot for me.
All right, I'll
save
be a kind DM and ask, what are you doing with Sin? I don't want to... be forced to joke about where his corpse goes.
Well, I mean, we can't travel with him for very long. Man, I feel like I've buried people before. I can go.
All
out
of
and
you,
bury.
Rafina and Bathwack have. Will
do
have
we? Something. What did Sin tell us about his travel plans?
He was going to go to Bear Toggle. He was eventually going actually to Morrow's Inlet. To sell his owlbear pelts to...
That's right.
We don't know where he's from.
It's a key ingredient for making the magical paper.
We don't know if he has any family anywhere or anything like that.
Not really.
I mean, Lacrimose could always come with us.
carrying Sin on his back if we wanted to deliver the body, or
I don't know where we deliver it though. I wonder if it would be better just to
I wonder if Aga knows, like the proprietor, if he stopped there before. I feel like he might have said something like that. Like maybe she knows him, maybe she knows information about him. Would she know that if we ask her?
I mean, she's sleeping right now. When she wakes up, no, she doesn't. She's never met him before. He's been here like two nights or something like that.
Okay, right.
But she thinks maybe Carnivar, though that might have just been where he was last. She doesn't really know.
And the horse was no help.
What a fucking idiot.
Maybe we can leave Lacrimose here. It'd be safe. There's stuff to eat.
But there's no barn.
Functional stable.
The innkeeper. I mean, she's going to do something.
Or I'll just ride Lacrimose. I'll just try to ride.
Oh, that would be cool. Bathwack and Will riding.
Oh, yeah. Will falling off of the horse. I don't think he has, like, animal handling. He's ridden in carriages, not on horses.
Rafina, are you able to speak with animals again? Are you able to ask Lacrimose what he would prefer?
Well, can we just say we haven't gotten 10 minutes out yet, so we can do that? So that I don't have to use up a new spell after I've just refreshed my spells.
I mean, you could have used it before the night is over.
Yeah, before
that's
the
night. That's what I was hoping, yeah.
Sure.
That's sort of what I would envision. That's, you know, that's why I opened spell with animals in the first place, or cast it is the right word, was to sort of figure out what Lacrimose really, you know, needed slash wanted. So, yes, that is what I'm inquiring what Lacrimose thinks the next best step would be.
So what is the actual, like, what are you asking?
So this horse doesn't seem to have very complex concepts going on in its brain. So
that sounds accurate.
I'm going to say, what would make you happy to do tomorrow?
I'd say, like, yes or no questions. Like, okay. Do you want to go with us or do you want to stay here?
Do you want to go with us or would you like to stay here?
It was answering more than just yes or no.
Well, we can see what it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it did have, like, words it was saying.
It's looking back and forth between all of you.
Right. Is there a third option you'd prefer that would make you happy?
Is Sin gone? Oof.
It appears that he is gone.
Who needs me?
Aww.
Oof.
Well, let's find someone who will need you. That's a great idea.
Do you need me?
Oh.
And I throw my arms around his neck. Yes, I need you!
Abby and Lacrimose are making the same sounds. All of you don't hear it as anything but weird,
wow,
demented whinnies.
I just go, Steed, what did you do?
What?
He snorts at you.
Let us find out if Aga would find a horse useful that she could love.
I don't know that I have a need for a horse.
Do you know anyone
really
who does?
I don't really travel too much. I mean, lots of people travel through here that I'm sure could benefit from a horse.
What about a horse that doesn't need to travel around? Maybe it could just hang out and serve drinks.
Listen, the horse can carry my shit while we walk somewhere. Not in a rutabago or whatever's happening.
What about the woman and the kids?
Oh, yeah, probably. Can they ride a horse? Can you ride a horse? Are they around?
They're asleep.
Hey, wake up!
What?
Who wants a pony?
Me.
That's Shimi.
All right. Make them awake, Eric, so that they can tell us whether they want the horse.
It's the next morning, and I can no longer speak with animals, so we'll just have to.
Oh, no. Oh, I forgot. Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. Okay, they're asleep. Just let's crack open the door and just ask, could you use a horse, idiots? I don't care. I'll wake him up, says Will. I'll wake him up. Are you worried about this, Rafita, this horse? Fine, I'll wake him up.
You need a horse? What do you use?
You want a horse? Can you ride a horse, lady?
Wake
up.
I'm sorry, it's been a long night.
Yeah, I know. I'm still awake. Feel my pain and tell me whether you need a horse or not.
Should be a little quieter.
No, wake up. It's 11:07 p.m.
The little girl starts crying.
Oh, great. Shut up. Horsey. Who likes horsies in here?
She's like not really awake.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Horse like our kid is going to right now. Horse ate my dad.
Are you giving us a horse?
Do you need a horse? Can you ride a horse? Could you use a horse?
Yes.
All right. Rafita, they'll take the damn horse. Actually, I really care. I'm
great.
Sorry.
I know really you do. Great news, Lacrimose. There's a family with two little girls that would really love to have a horse.
They need me?
We will all travel together to the next town.
Okay.
This is classic codependency. Like, this horse, like, you need me, right?
Needs to be needed.
Jesus Christ.
So sad.
I hope it's lovely when they wake up and the little girls get a horse. It's going to be beautiful.
Mother will be like, did I agree to get a pet?
We put in a big plastic ball. It runs across the plains like a big hamster.
That's how we get Xantras. We put him in a hamster ball.
Yeah.
No more balls.
Poor Roscoe.
Oh, Roscoe would hate Zorbing.
Zorbing?
It's that thing where people get in like an inflatable, giant inflatable ball and roll down a hill.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a Zorbing. Great way to break a bone.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, yeah. I mean, if I were to choose a way to break a bone, I'd pick that.
Yeah.
Sounds great. All right, so it's the next morning. Spell slots back.
Yay.
Hit points back.
Yay.
The little girls are very excited to have a horse.
Yay.
Lacrimose seems
and an kind escort, of I guess.
Oh, Bathwack made some other calls in the night.
Oh.
He's near his old stopping ground.
Yeah, I guess we're escorting them. He's right, though. We're all going to the same place.
Yep. So, yeah, you guys can all set out. Aga is still going to hang out for a little bit. She might not leave. She hasn't decided yet. She's going to tend to things. The fire in the stable is out. So she's going to make sure everything's in good shape. So, but yeah, she doesn't seem concerned. She thinks she can take care of herself. And you guys could let her know that you think maybe the threat doesn't have to be necessarily considered to be epicentered here. It's more about you guys than anything else. So.
She's like, thanks.
Bye! Bye! So yeah, you guys can head off down the road. Are you rootying or are you not rootying?
I think we can, right?
You're not worried about you're want to be, if anything, conspicuous, I think, was my interpretation. So
right. We're like, yeah, which one are we doing? Are we doing like, well, we give up and we're going to Trent.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Are we doing,
she was writing a script, wasn't it?
Like, we think that we can sneak over there and then go down this river. So it's important to establish which
ruse
we're throwing.
Assuming people are listening, what's the story?
That second one makes me really nervous.
Yeah.
Because it relies on...
Which one?
Saying that we're gonna sneak in.
Yeah, like it.
We're gonna go to Trent and then get into Gully's End via water. But saying that, obviously.
So the story is we're gonna leave. Maybe we're going to Carnivar. Right? Maybe we're giving up.
Yeah, it could be anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I
think the idea, Adam, was that if Bathwack's dead, there's no threat. So you guys can then freely move back into Gully's End, hopefully with no opposition, I think was the concern.
Right. Yeah, and we could do that either via water or via land or whatever.
Just whatever is convenient or direct.
I'd almost rather, like, just make it seem like, all right, we got scared. Power word kill scared us off. But I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
KT, is it more fun to try to do the double deception?
I think, like, so everything I've been trying to do tonight is based on confidence tricks and how, like, what the little I've learned, and it's supposed to be about, like, them thinking they have the upper hand. So, like, being afraid, it makes them think that. But also, us thinking we're being secretive and, like, that they don't have no idea, like, also felt sneaky enough to, like, if they could listen to what we were saying, they'd be like, oh, these fools. They think that they can go in through that way, but we still can see what they're doing. It just felt more confidence tricky to me. That's the only reason that Will suggested it.
I would defer then, I guess, to if Will, I mean, Will's been kind of teaching something to Shimi, and Shimi we kind of assigned the script to. So like if you maybe in tandem, Will and Shimi,
it's gonna be like a cross between Roscoe's and Will's, and it's gonna be like completely nonsensical. I really wonder what Shimi would come up with.
That's a good question.
Will we find out next week on Pork Fried Dice? No, we're doing a different plan. Fuck this plan.
So the script that Shimi came up with, I mean, you guys can follow it however you would, was that you are worried about going into Gully's End now. You think maybe this is not the right time. The heat is on, as they say. And so we're going to head this way. Trent is the next town up the road. And then we can, you know, decide and regroup from there. I mean, maybe we'll go to Carnivar. Who knows what we'll do? Maybe we'll come back and bring a fresh assault on Gully's End once we have a better bearing on what's going on. Maybe assume some sneaky disguises. Will is a master of disguise. So he'll know the best ways to sneak us back into Gully's End if that's what we decide to do. But for now, just taking that step back might be the right first move in terms of keeping our adversaries sort of on the wrong foot, so to speak.
Off balance.
Good job, Shimi. That was beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
All right, here's your part. The curtain goes down. Here's your part. I highlighted all your roles.
Amazing.
Bathwack, you're the stage manager. All right. So yeah, you all head off down the road.
Bury Sin? Did we decide on that? Did we bury Sin?
The last I heard, he was going to be carried on Lacrimose.
Oh, okay. All
right. I think it makes sense to bury him.
If he doesn't have a hometown that we know of, let's bury him. We'll make a... Gosh, I mean, Rafina could make a headstone. Someone could make a headstone, right?
Yeah, Rafina could, because she has stone shape or something.
I just unprepared it so I could prepare Raise the Dead!
Well,
but you did this it at night. Night before. You did it at night.
So we're still the it. Night before?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. We can bury this him at night. Gorgeous.
All right, fabulous. Yes.
I'll dig.
All right, and cool. Aga, I formally request that you change the name of this establishment in honor of him to the Quiet Crossings Sin.
All right, request received.
Request received.
I see where you're coming from with that, and I will take it under advisement.
Nice.
Rafina, you stone shape the headstone. What does it say?
Yeah, the headstone says... Well, we didn't know him very well.
That's all it princess.
It says we didn't know him. It's going to say best owl bear pelts.
Oh.
Speaking of which, do you guys loot his room?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. There's three more owl bear pelts.
We all get one?
I don't know.
Yay!
Yes, I'm just saying you do. Well, don't take them off.
I just want one. Just one.
So there's... Now you are now... Well, did you... Did you use one of the owlbear pelts as a shroud for him?
Oh, yeah, we kind of did.
He was no, it was over him, but you don't necessarily need to bury him.
Roscoe can have my... That's okay. I'm not going to fight for an owlbear pelt.
Bathwack buries him. Oh, I'm going to ask Bathwack. What do you do with that owlbear pelt? Do you keep him covered in it, or do you
bury him in it. Okay. Yeah.
There you go. So now you guys have a total of three owlbear pelts.
Okay.
The ones that you... found are, as far as you can tell, maybe a little bit higher quality than the one that you purchased.
Ooh.
So yeah, you guys head off down the road. The morning breaks, dawn emerges. You all feel refreshed and ready to embrace the day. The storm has abated. The air is still damp because it was a pretty significant storm. Everything is very wet. So you set off down the road, Rudy splashing along in the puddles, in the rutted dirt thoroughfare, Lacrimose keeping pace, and Steed? Or is Steed dismissed?
Do you keep Steed around? Well, we're traveling with people, too, now, right? The girls and the woman.
Does she...
Yeah, two horses in the Rutabago? Yeah.
Do you keep them in Rudy? Do you allow them to...
I'd say it's a little... I mean, cramped. I don't know if there's room in Rudy for that many.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
I mean, for the horses anyway. I'd say that
I wasn't talking about the horses.
Oh,
but how do we travel with them?
Woman and children.
Do we have a horse trailer?
Well, I guess
the horses can keep up.
Well, it's Steed, Steed can go away.
Well,
right.
I think Alex said he has not gone away. He can theoretically.
I mean, Steed maybe. Could,
How fast is Rudy?
A horse could keep up with Rudy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
I think they're just traveling like alongside Rudy.
Yeah,
but like the girls and their mother.
Yeah, they're inside. They can be in Rudy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, I can ride alongside on Steed.
You totally could. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so that at least as you're leaving. Lacrimose and Steed are trotting alongside Rudy as you get up a good head of speed, eventually breaking into a gallop. Bathwack mounted upon his green thoroughbred. The sun just crests the top of the nearest sort of rise in the distance. Pretty flat out here, so it's pretty early when that happens. And yeah, you see the sun break through the morning mist as the water starts to evaporate off of the ground as the sun rises, and its beams strike the headstone that Rafina has lovingly wrought, illustrating Sin Chalmers, the best owlbear pelts. And all is quiet around the aptly named Quiet Crossings. Still in. Remains to be seen if it will change its name in honor of this man, but there is this memorial for him left in the dooryard of the inn. And we're going to find out what happens up the road towards Trent next time on Pork Fried Dice.
We did it.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.